Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be scared.
Oh, no.
I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl me. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see what I mean. Got no direction.
I changed my mind at the last minute. You know I do that sometimes.
I'm happy that you did. I'm happy that you did. I went down for the freedom.
Hotness. All right. One word for all you people out there. Freedom. Okay, anyway.
Maybe we should have found that song.
I have played the fuck out of that song. Alright.
So,
it is June 20th, 2013, and a very momentous day for me, but I'm not going to say why. I'm just excited. Well, I'm Snow White. I forgot what I was saying for a minute. I'm Snow White. And then our boss lady up in the hizzle is Corey / Gaminatrix. Hello.
There are no dwarves.
No. No. I wish there was because my house is a mess.
You need to get your dwarves in order.
I do, man. They are slacking.
But keep it. All right. We got issues with the OBS.
Yeah, you're not streaming live, but but I am.
That shit's great. All right.
Ginger just gave you a face then.
No. I'm giving OBS.
Oh, you OBS got face? Because somebody got face. I felt that. It was like, what the fuck?
It wasn't me. I wasn't me. And that's that redhead stepchild over there, that would be Ginger Rocks. Hello.
Hello.
You. Hello. Oh, let me give out the number, because I always forget to do this. And I'm going to go ahead and do this to give Ginger some time to get her shit together.
We stalling for time and whatnot.
I'm stalling.
When I will let you host OBS. How's that?
We are stalling for time and whatnot.
Yes, we are. The call-in number, if you want to call in and chat with us, and please remember to stay on topic, because our boots are sharp and we will kick you in a heartbeat. The call-in number is 347-215-7977. I'll say it again. 347-215-7977.
Or check your Twitter account.
Yes.
Ashley Rara's all late and stuff.
Are we fixed on Twitch?
Yes, we are.
OBS is saying we are.
Good.
We live.
Yay. Awesome.
That, peeps, you can actually go to gaminatrix.com and you can actually find a link to Twitch right. Actually, you watch us on the front page, I believe.
Yep.
Watch us right on the front page. We stream live on Twitch and on Blog Talk, so you can catch us both ways. Are we still on iTunes?
We go to iTunes after every week for
six,
7, 8, 9 years now.
So if you have iTunes and you want to download some of
Ginger went back offline.
damn it. What is going on?
It's giving you a hard time. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
Why are you being a pain in the ass? I got everything closed. Don't
it said, why you no work? That's what it said. Why you no work?
Catch us on Twitch. You can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, GamingAtrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com/Game.
It's just GamerGirls.
BlogTalkRadio.com/GamerGirlsRadio. God, we're everywhere.
Okay, look here.
What?
I know I would like to call out somebody on the Twitters. They're Jed. Jed, you're cute, but I will cut you. So today, we managed to break a story. We didn't actually break a story, but we discovered something before anybody else did. Actually, mm-hmm. It was Gaminatrix who discovered it, that Xbox Live was down, Xbox.com was down,
what?
All of it was down. Yes, you heard
so
it.
So what happened?
Nobody knew.
All right, broke it. Done
it
broke it.
Unspecified issue, but Jed wanted to message me and say, I just read it on GameSpot. I don't think you did, brother. That was iron. No, we didn't know what happened, but we did tell everybody, yo, Xbox be down, bitches. Because, yeah, baby Nexus could not play Minecraft. So, you know, there was a...
Oh, she was upset.
But there was a problem up in the place. When
actually, addicted to her to some Minecraft. Let me
she'd been put on Minecraft restrictions, okay?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah. And she put herself on Minecraft restrictions, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that shows gamer, and that shows maturity right there.
Yeah, she came to me last night with a piece of paper, and it had times listed on it, and it said, I will be watching Minecraft videos from 11:30 to 11:45 tomorrow morning. I will need my breakfast ready by 10, and if you cannot make it, you need to let me know, Mother, so I can make it for myself. And then from 12 to 1, I will be reading. And then,
wow.
did you hear some of this? You heard something.
I did.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So then she came in, and from 1 to 2, I will be studying my French, and then from 2 to 3, I'll be doing Spanish, and then after that, I will be playing some Minecraft. But she swapped some things around, so right when we were doing, after we did the podcast, is when she says, you know, I'm going to swap my Minecraft to now so I could do my my Spanish and stuff later on while you guys are doing the show. That's what she's back doing, and that's when she found out. She's like, what the beep?
See, this is the bad thing about being on schedules, because you get on the schedule and you're ready to do something and the service is down.
Yep.
You're like, son of a, what the hell was I good for all day?
I thought.
This is my treat to myself.
Yes, because she'd been doing what she's supposed to do, and I thought something's wrong with the Xbox. We kept taking out the wireless key. We plugged in the ugly big red cord. Y'all guys know my ugly big red cord, my Ethernet cord.
Yeah
that I've had is like 50 feet long. I was like, maybe try the big red cord, and that didn't work. I said, what is going on? I'm checking. I'm like, okay, yeah, money in my Xbox Live account. Okay, what's going on? It wasn't even us. Then I checked the Xbox.com, and I got a crazy error. And wait a minute, I think I actually tweeted. I will tell you what the error was. It says, an error occurred while processing your request. Reference, pound 97.7F2E5DCC.137177523633.B7F090.
So what's this mean exactly?
I have
that
no fucking
this.
Idea. I've never seen that before.
Let me tell you, this is what it means.
I've never seen an error like that before, like ever. Ever. I was like, what the fuck? What the? And it was on every Xbox page. No matter which one you went to, /support, /forums, it was everywhere. So I said, ooh.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere. It's everywhere.
I said, ooh, did Anonymous get a hold of Microsoft? Ooh, but yeah. So that was the news of the day. It was only down for a short time, but yeah.
Still.
It was enough that I was like, damn.
What happened was.
How you get your whole shit taken down? I'll be happy. All right. Well, not about that. Well, maybe.
We're live. Okay.
We're live.
You've been open about 50 million times.
Guess what? It just went off air. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Woman, don't scare me like that.
She was about to go all up in the high register again. You know that was happening.
Yes, I know. She was going to cuss me out after if I didn't stop.
Not scare me like that.
I was going to get cussed out. It's okay. I would have earned it. It's all right. I would have had it coming. So, lots to talk about still. Microsoft back down, finally.
Woo-woo!
Now, so...
Good.
Bastards. Trenched into some other things. So we update Snow, and then we get to listen to her her ramble roughshod over this. So they backed down. They said, no more. You can now have your physical copy of your game. You can share. You can trade it. We're not going to do the always-on thing. But they didn't. But you know what? The thing that they're still not backing down on is they're still going to be watching us with their Kinect. Y'all notice they didn't mention that stuff. They're trying to snow. They're trying to smoke and mirrors over here. But I see what you're doing, Xbox. Do you stop it? To get rid of that fucking Kinect problem, I'm still not buying an Xbox. And you're going to need to drop it down $100. I need it to be on par with the PlayStation for me to get there. Sorry.
Exactly.
You know, okay.
Exactly.
Here's the point of the matter for me, all right? This is the fact of the matter for me. The fact that they came out with this bullshit in the first place, it does not instill any confidence in me that if I buy this, that they're not going to be later be like, oh, well, you know what? We need to go ahead and do this again.
Yes.
I'm not about to waste all this money on a console when I'm not 100% sure that this company's not going to fuck me over in the long run. Now, PlayStation, I know for a fact they're not, okay? I know they're not because they have never done this before. They've never had anything like this before. And plus, they're fucking make fun of Xbox for it. Can you talk about a bad business venture if they did do something like this later? That would be disastrous.
Sorry.
That would be disastrous
in the chat room?
For them.
Yeah, Joe's in there. Joe's in there. He just snuck in.
He's snuck in. Hola, Joe. Hola.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? Ginger had to burp in your stead when you weren't here a couple weeks. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Not that I want you to burp. I'm just saying she decided to burp in homage to you while you weren't here a couple times.
When was this? No. See, last time she was here, and y'all kept blaming me for her burping. It was
That's true. Y'all did blame her. That's true.
But it was, usually she has those burps that are like, you know, deep-throated burps, and it was kind of light. That's why I kept thinking it was you. It didn't sound like her burps. It had the little cutesy, rawr burps, and I said, there's got to be you.
No, it wasn't me.
The weird thing is when I burp, I usually have like a little burp, kind of just burp, and that's it, I'm done. And I'm usually the loud one, and she's burp, all the cute, rawr, and she's got the burp kind of. Yeah. If y'all understood that, I'm amazed.
So with this, let's say they drop the price down for the Xbox. I'm not seeing anybody in our Twitch chat room. What am I missing? I don't have your list.
Joe's there. I see Joe.
I don't have him as a. I see you. I see Miss Bella. I see me. I don't see no Joe. I see no you. Yo, why are you hiding, yo? Joe, you hiding?
Oh, no, Joe's gone. But there's Bella. Hey, Bells.
Hola, mamacita. So now let's say they drop it down $100. Do you guys think you will get?
No. Fuck no.
I don't even have to think about it. No.
Wow. So there is pretty much, they soured you guys. You're done.
Absolutely.
Here's the other thing that I don't like. They're ditching the Xbox One family sharing plan. See, they give us stuff, but then they take it away. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, the family plan was, right now, if you have an Xbox 360, and let's say you have two or three other people that live in the house with you, like I have Baby Natrix, for her to play on Xbox Live with her own avatar, I have to pay for another account, for two Xbox Live accounts.
No.
So what they were going to give us next gen was what they call the family plan, which means everybody can play on Xbox Live. So they take away, they give us, okay, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you the ability to trade. But now, you got to pay for each account. Why?
How about now they suck something because...
So they went back and fixed... quote fix, and I do the quote fix thing because I'm fairly sure they're going to fuck it up later again. So they quote fixed a few things, but then they fucked other things up. What?
They took away this, and this is a big one. This is why some of you, we argue with, I've been arguing with people all over Facebook, all over, everywhere. This is why we argue with you, because Microsoft does, they've been doing crazy bullshit. The way they made their money with us, with 360, was we are a community-oriented console. We're family. We're not heavy family as Nintendo, but we have our little family things that we do. And they did have a family plan that you could pay for. It wasn't cheap to have. I think it was like you had to pay $50 or something, and then, you know, it had up to four people you could put on one account. But if you got seven kids, that don't really help you. But so they had this all set up, and then when they said this, I know a lot of people were like, well, I don't even know if a lot of people were anything because, you know, the way that they came at us, you know, this is a multimedia console. It's not really a gamer console. So I thought this was one of the finer selling points because, as y'all know, like I said, Baby Natrix is getting older. There's fights over the Xbox. I'm about to punch her in the eye. She's getting as tall as me. It's going to be an all-out brawl in here one day. I know it's going to happen. Would have been nice to be, like, you know, play on your own name. I'm tired of getting notices from Raptor saying, so-and-so sees you play Minecraft. They'd like to be your friend. I don't fucking play Minecraft. It's not me. Stop messaging me. It's not me.
Why you no play Minecraft?
Can't do it. Maybe I looked at it. I saw the most beautiful thing on Google Plus earlier. a guy who built a castle in Minecraft, and it looked so realistic, I had to look twice, you know, and say, Minecraft? He did that in
Minecraft? Yeah, because Minecraft usually looks like freaking...
It looks like it's out of Skyrim. But
yeah,
you know,
it really does.
You know what castle I'm talking about?
Yes.
I think I know which castle you're talking about, because I've seen it, and I want to say that they use the texture pack that's from... it's a Game of Thrones, so it's a Westeros texture pack, which
Yeah.
Really? They have texture packs in Minecraft?
Yes.
Yeah, we were playing around.
I usually run with a high def one, so everything looks pretty.
Oh, well, you don't have Google Plus open. I was going to give you the page, because there's a castle, but you can't, you know how Google Plus is, you can't actually pull this stuff out of Google Plus, because Google is like, fuck you, Facebook.
I snorted.
Wait a minute. I got an outside link for you. Hang on. Because they actually have a whole Minecraft page set up there on
Google Plus.
So you look at that and you're like, wow. Is that not gorgeous?
It's coming up. Oh, I have seen that one. That one is amazing. Oh, my God. You know what that... Okay, hold on. What does that remind me of?
Lord of the Rings.
He modeled it off of something. I forget what it was, but it was from a game.
It looks kind of like a mixture of Lord of the Rings and the floating mountains in Avatar, because I know they had like the... Did you see Avatar? What they had like the floating mountains thing?
Yeah.
The things off to the left-hand side and that one thing off in the front, it looks like the floating mountains to me. But it does look like a mixture of kind of like Lord of the Rings-ish
That's not the only one. That's not the only one. If you look down that page, there's a ton of other things that they built. I saw one that looks like the Louvre. If you just look down there, you see all of them. I'm just like amazed at some of the things that they've been able to do in Minecraft. Now, if it was something like that, I probably could get completely engrossed, but somebody's going to irritate me. I'm not going to be able to get this done.
Yeah, hold on. I got to make no goal. Oh, my God. There we go. Look.
Yes, please do.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
That one's beautiful.
Holy shit. That was made in Minecraft?
Minecraft. In Minecraft.
I know people are like, why do you play Minecraft? This is why I play Minecraft.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna ask you why. It's just, like I said, it doesn't tend to grab me when I'm looking at
it. Well, if you get on the right servers, on the servers who are building stuff like this, this is like Legos for adults. And, well, we all know I love my Legos.
Yes, I don't really like Legos. That's the thing. And maybe that's why I don't like Minecraft.
I love Legos. I just can't. I've looked at it. And it's probably one of those, if I could sit down for 2 minutes without my lovely child and listening to her go on about ore and don't do that in Enderman. And she slayed the Ender Dragon. Is that a big deal, apparently?
Ender Dragon? What the fuck's an Ender Dragon?
That is a very big deal.
But
if she did it creative or hard mode, because, yeah. Not creative. If she did it in hard mode or survival, there we go. Woo! Creative.
I don't know which one she did it in, but she was very excited. She came right in and told me she slayed the Ender Dragon, and I said, I don't know what that means, but woo, high five.
big baddie dragon that's hard to track down, and yeah.
She managed to kill him. This right here blows me away when I look at it. I don't know that I would have the patience to build it, but I would like to go and look at it.
I would never.
Yeah, I
would never be able to do that. I would get so pissed off. I'd be like, what the? Why you no work? And I'd quit. Like, freaking.
I started building, or at least me and Bill started doing the layout of a city, and I think that's about as far as we got. Actually, I got to get my server back up. I think that tower fried the other day in the storms.
If Blaster, this would be something he built. This actually looks like something he did with the game engine a couple years ago. Very similar, and he showed me. So probably whenever we get him back, you probably will be able to pull him in there if you show him these. You get him in there, then we may lose him again for a while.
Yes.
Because this is right up his alley. I think more my building style is going to be, I love building houses and putting things inside. Not so much this type of stuff. It is gorgeous. I would love to just walk around in and see what they do or see what they've done. We also found a website. How did we get on? We ended up on Minecraft. But this is This Week in Gaming, so why not? We found a online skin maker for Minecraft. Baby Nation found the other day. Where you make it. You know, it's browser-based. You make it, and you can import it into the game.
Yes, I did that. That's how I got my own.
very, very cool, but I was like, I don't want to mess with that. Them sprites are getting on my nerves. I've been looking at them 8-bits for years. I don't want to look at it. So she was making a one-eyed. Oh, nope, I'm sorry. What was it? She's building. I told her about RoboCop. She said, what's RoboCop? And when I showed her, she said, I can do that.
She's like, I can do that. I can do that.
Well, she's gotten really good at building stuff. She's like, I told Sandra the other day, she built a life-size version of the avatar she was playing, and it was dead on. Like, a, not a life-size, but, you know, like a giant, if you were a person,
yeah.
it's like the size of a 32-story building version of her own avatar that she's playing with. And she did it in like a couple of minutes. So she's getting good at building in a, and I gave her a, what did I give her?
You guys
game
made me want to try it, but I don't think I would like it. That's the thing.
Well, I don't doubt that I would dislike it. I just can't, I don't have the time just to sit down. Because there's a lot to do. It's a lot of crafting in there. That's why it's called Minecraft.
It is a lot of crafting.
Yeah. And I've sat in here and watched her do some crafting, and I find that interesting. And, of course, she knows all the things to combine and do stuff. But I just, it's not one that.
And we get horses next week.
What the hell was that? Say that again.
We get horses next week.
Okay, because all her was, how did we need you?
Sorry. Sorry. Got all squeaky.
You did. I heard,
she cut out. I was like, we get her. I was like, what the hell? What happened?
Like a damn squeaky toy. What the fuck?
Horses in Minecraft. For our guests.
Four, baby. Four.
Okay, now, moving on to, we got to get off Minecraft. There is a Fast and Furious game out, which I'm looking for a trailer so Ginger can run while we talk about it.
Yay.
I don't know. I don't know. It's supposed to be good. Anybody know anything about that? I don't see anything about it. Okay, so I don't see where the trailer is. I had one earlier, but I can't find it. Okay, so there's a Fast and Furious 6 game. Interesting to y'all? No? No.
No, I play APB. That's fine. I'm supposing that there would be a story behind it. But
I don't see the point in it. There's no Vin Diesel. Can he be my boyfriend? Can we?
Is Vin Diesel going to have, you know, those voiceovers here?
You know, I don't see him.
If he did, I might play it just for the voiceover because that boy has got a nice voice.
Don't I know it? I don't see him doing that because since he has his own game company, unless it's put out by him, and I don't know if they're even working on anything, his company. It's Tygon Studios. Y'all know how I know that, yeah.
Tygon Studios?
Tygon Studios. I don't even see it there. Oh, wait.
What's that?
That was his website. That's cheer in my background.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, he's not, doesn't look like they're working on anything. More Riddick, that's pretty much it.
He's fine, though. Oh, he makes me, Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got distracted by the thought of Vin Diesel. What? So now you're making fun of me? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't see him doing this. It looks like we got another Riddick coming, which I am not against at all. Let me give Ginger the link to this. You can
put
this
up. You give me the link. What's my link?
We're kind of...
Wow. Wow.
I have no idea. It just seemed like something I should do.
She's a red-haired girl. What happened? Who's naked?
What?
Oh. I was like, what happened? Who's naked?
I'm not naked.
You is too naked.
Am I naked?
Look down, aren't you?
I could be naked. It wouldn't be, you know.
It wouldn't be
unheard. Wouldn't be surprising.
Okay, so this is some other
stuff. I am brawling.
Oh, my God. Poor people. So we are getting another... Riddick. I think this is already out. If you didn't get to play it. I don't know why we're over here. We're kind of off the rails here a little bit tonight.
Mute button for this stuff?
Yeah, there is. You have to put your mouse over it, then the little menu pops up. That's not what I want to talk about. We got other stuff to be talking about that happened this week. Not Vin Diesel. See, y'all done dragged me off on a whole other tangent. We got other things to discuss. Problems and repercussions.
All kinds of problems and repercussions. Yeah. So Cliffy B is running his mouth again.
Who? Somebody gagged that bitch.
I'm Cliffy. Cliff Blazinski. 101. Who the fuck is that?
See, that's exactly what we need to be saying. Who are you? Because he don't need to be talking.
No, seriously. He's Epic Games, or former Epic Games director, creative director.
And he was some kind of genius because, you know, he did all these games when he was super, super young, and he left. He decided he was going to retire and said he was leaving the games industry, and now
it
starts going down. He starts talking. It's like, shut up already.
Yeah.
Wait, what was his name?
Cliff Bleszinski.
Yeah, I was going to type that in, but fuck that. I can't spell that name. Go ahead.
He's cute.
D-O-U-C-H-E.
Hold on. Wait a minute. P-L-U-C-H-E.
No. D-O-U-C-H-E space. B-A-G.
Fuck that. Just tell me about him.
Douchebag. There we go. All right, so. Anyways, he says that we gamers did not make Microsoft change their minds. No. Wasn't us threatening to not buy their console. Wasn't us threatening to, you know, switch teams and go play our PS4 or Wii U. No. Wasn't any of that. But that it was Sony. Sony made them change their mind. So he says pretty much that Sony forced Microsoft's hand, not the internet whining. Not even kidding. That's what he says. Not the internet whining. Those are his words. He says, consumers are going to see more tacked on multiplayer modes and DLC for their games, and the number of games that use microtransactions increasing, all because, you know, we don't want to pay the fees and whatnot. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. Give me microtransactions. I will play for free. And maybe there's something, you know, that y'all create that I think is really good, like a really cool car or gun, APB, that I might buy and support you. And seriously, I know some people in APB who have, like, every car there, and they're buying the ones that are limited edition. No, they're, like, $30-$40 a piece.
What the? You know what? Okay, no.
So, yeah, I mean, like, for Christmas, I bought Bells an ATP pack, APB pack. It came with a car, came with a gun, came with some clothes, and a one-month subscription fee. And I paid $35 for that, but a lot of people are doing this, like, every month, because APB just keeps coming on out with new avatar clothing and new cars and new add-ons for the cars and everything. So They're bringing in the money.
So why, my question is, why, for one, Cliffy B, why are you talking? We've said to you before, just be pretty and shut up. You don't need to talk.
Is he really pretty?
He's very pretty.
Somebody give me a link. I want to see this boy.
Coffee, pasta.
Yeah, you putting him up on Twitch? You putting him on the Twitch?
I'll put him on the Twitch.
Oh, hey. Hey.
He's kind of cute. I'm not really into blondes too much, and definitely not ones that
are mildly blonde.
Well, no, just fucking gag him, and you're fine.
Bitch, quit talking.
Put a ball gag in there. You're good to go. What the hell? Why not?
Bitch, quit talking. You always
exactly.
Talk.
Shut up. Stop talking. You ain't saying nothing.
I better use this for your mouth. Oh, God, I'm so sexy tonight. I got better use this for your mouth, Cliffy. Oh, my God.
Woo! Yes, we do.
He needs to understand, Sony did not force your hand. Sony had whatever they had done. You knew that if you didn't change, the players were not going to buy your stuff. They're going to buy Sony. So, again, Cliffy, it's not that they didn't look at Sony and say, well, put it this way. If all the gamers are still saying they were going to buy Xbox, you wouldn't have changed your mind. You could have been like, they're going to buy ours too, Sony, so we don't have to worry about you. But you heard people telling you flat out as soon as, before either of you was even over, people were tweeting to you, I'm not buying your fucking console. I'm not buying it. I'm not doing it. I don't like you. I'm getting the PlayStation. During the PlayStation press conference, hey, Microsoft, I'm buying a PlayStation. So you know that you changed your mind. It was the gamers. It had nothing to do. Cliffy, you don't know what you're talking about, dude. You just need to sit down somewhere and be quiet. You know what? I'm not either not watching you live or something because I don't see when you put him up on the screen.
Why is he not up on the screen? Say it's to go.
I
had him in the wrong window. Too many screens. Too many screens.
I was looking at Tygon City. I was like, that's interesting.
I actually looked up him, more pictures of him. Mm. He really is cute.
Oh, he's cute. We got some good looking boys in our game, you know, in our games that do game development. They're just some of them.
You know what? Actually, he looks kind of like a douche. You're right.
He does look like a douche.
He really does.
He looks like an Ed Hardy wearing douche.
Damn.
He really does. I have to agree. He looks completely like a douche.
Cliffy, you heard it here. The girl.
He does. I was going to try to give him a chance,
mm-hmm.
but I was looking at his pictures. I was like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's cute. He's a douche.
And he keeps saying
he
stuff. Shut up.
Just stop talking.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, that calls for my favorite phrase. The beauty of your face is ruined by the assonance of your mouth, Cliffy.
Yeah.
I had to say it. Stop talking. All right. Okay, now I found the Fast and Furious game, by the way. It is over on Kabam.
Okay.
There's a trailer for you there, Ginger May.
Wait, that's my middle name. She can't have my middle name. Find your own, bitch.
Well, your name is Sherry Jean today. You are right.
Okay, I'm all right.
She's Ginger May, you Sherry Jean.
Okay.
Don't feel bad. Sally Mae kept on dying, so we know anybody with Sally Mae is just screwed.
No, Sally Mae did not die.
How many times did you feed Sally Mae to, you know, the coyotes or the little zombie guys or whatever?
I did not feed her to anybody even once because I put her away because, remember, I had me an in-game sugar daddy who was buying me stuff, so I had to put Sally Mae Gen Course away because I had me a nice Doom Buggy, I had me a nice samurai sword that was too high in level for me to use.
Aww.
A man was taking care of me. Baby, what you want?
I got to sneeze, I think.
I'm going to need one of them Kempo sticks, baby.
I may sneeze. If I sneeze, ignore me. Just keep going.
Okay, so anyway, you're watching. Just sneeze already.
Ooh.
Okay, see, and this is on iOS.
Sorry. I got a little distracted by...
Come on.
Go
Hold
ahead.
On. Issues.
Go ahead, play.
There we go.
Why is it being funny? Why is it being funny? Okay, so this is actually on Kabam. It's a free-to-play game. You can play it on your cell phone. And the big thing about it that's making the headlines this week is 17 million players signed up to play this month.
This Fast and the Furious game?
Yes.
Seven million? What?
Mm-hmm. Kabam is kicking ass. I don't know.
Oh, it is on Android.
Yeah, it's Android.
Okay, hold on. I don't understand the premise. Is it a racing game or is it kind of like APB?
I'm going to say since it's for mobile, it's probably just a racing game.
Well, no. It says you have to take on a series of jobs in heist mode. So you do have some racing, of course, that you have to do, and you're supposed to take down an organization of lethally skilled mercenary drivers to earn respect as you drift and drag through the streets of London. So it's got a story in there somewhere.
Okay.
I'm thinking you're probably not an avatar out of a car. I'm thinking you're going to stay in the car.
But you know what? It still looks kind of like APB because you also get to collect, customize, and upgrade a slew of high-end licensed vehicles. Yeah, this is kind of like APB.
Games, though.
No, actually, no. In Burnout, there was no upgrading your. Mm. Well, no, you got some upgrade, but it wasn't like that. You got the what was in the blue stuff they have in Fast and Furious Nitrous Oxide. That was in Burnout, but that was the only thing you could upgrade. How much of that you could hold, so you could. Everybody bless you.
Bless you. All right, again.
I don't know why Kabam is kicking ass. Apparently, their other game, Kingdoms of Camelot: Battle for the North, was the highest grossing iPhone game last year, according to Apple. And I did play their the other one they had, The Godfather, and I got very irritated with it very quickly because they first I was in the beta test for it, which I think I posted up on our older site. You can go find that, joomgx.gamingatrix.com. I posted that up. It was fun at first. Basically, remember the Godfather game, the other game came out, and I think there was something to do with the movie. I'm not a Godfather fan. I just haven't seen the movies. Y'all stop flipping out, you boys out there. I just never watched it. My mother, that was her.
I've never been interested.
Yeah. That was my mother's era, and she loved her some Godfather. She could quote you all the quotes and, you know, never something she'd be doing. Yeah, so, yeah, my mother was a geek. But, so anyway, I never saw it, but I played the game, this one here from Kabam, and what it was is you start off as a low-level mafia boss, and you have to build up your kingdom, which sounds fun to me when I was reading about it. But when I got in, it was pretty much a Facebook deal. You click, and then you wait. You click again, then you wait.
See, that's not cute.
You send some men off. They go do some shit. They tell you what happened when they came back, how many died, and then you send them out again, and then you wait.
No, see, that doesn't sound like fun to me. I don't want to. This is why I don't like the Facebook games like this, because you. Okay, I know it's not supposed to be like an actual game that you play, but if I'm trying to kill some time, obviously I want a game that, you know, kills time instead of me clicking, oh, I gotta wait 10 minutes for this shit? Well, damn, let me go do something else. It kind of defeats the purpose of having the game in the first place, if that's all you can do.
Well, it got worse.
Exactly.
Wait, let me tell you how it got worse with Godfather. It got worse. So they told you could form mafia families.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do espionage and all kinds of cool shit. So, of course, I'm the only female in my family, so they're like, you got to play the whole, double agent. You go in, seduce the boys, find out their secrets, bring it back to the family. I says, all right, I could do that. I go, while I'm trying to do this, I'm asking somebody else, watch my hood for me, you know, because my goon.
Watching your hood.
Watch my hood.
All right, I don't know.
So I come back, my men are hungry. And we're supposed to be a family, but they can't give me resources. They can't give me any, you know, food to feed the neighborhood, no pizza, no cannolis.
That is a fail.
And they, and I said they didn't want to. We couldn't, so we kept asking Kabam for this. And they were like, well, we don't know why you need that feature or something they were saying. I was like, of course, we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be looking out for each other. What kind of family don't feed your people? You know, watch my kids. I'll be back, dude. Give them some spaghetti. I'll be back. So, no.
The spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm making all these references. Godfather, cannolis, and lasagna.
No,
I'm sorry, our Italian listeners.
Well, you know what? Okay. Speaking of, you know, the Godfather and mafia and stuff, did you guys hear?
What?
Okay, let me make sure I'm saying his name right.
Is it Mattress?
No, it's actually James Gandolfini, who played Tony Soprano.
Yeah, he passed away.
He passed away of a heart attack when he was going on a trip with his son in Italy, because his son, I forget what his son did, but it was a kind of it was a treat for his son, and he had a massive heart attack, and he died in Italy. So, our thoughts go out to his family. Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini, that was the part that he was most known for. He did many, many other things, but that was the part he was most known for. So just wanted to mention that. So sorry that we lost him. He was an excellent guy.
I liked him in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I love him in that movie and I'm going to give it away. Some of you should have seen it by now. His character turns out to be gay, but he's a hitman, and you don't expect it at all. And he's so sweet when you find out he's gay.
Yeah.
He's in love with this man, and he's so sweet. I loved it. Anyway, I'm going to miss
him. See, that sounds awesome.
I have a child. I love it. It's so sweet. He's going to be so missed. We got other crazy stuff going on. Okay, so here's the one we got to talk about, because this is all up in the boys' camp. Y'all got some dissension going on in the boys' camp. IGN.
What are you talking about?
IGN. They lost their guy or something today. What happened to my story? I scrolled, and
why
I know.
Why did I hear about this?
Okay.
You lose more stories just by scrolling. I scrolled.
You never scroll. That's been the rule here from day one. Never scroll, but I always do, and I'll be like, fuck, what happened to my story? Okay, so anyway, former editor-in-chief, Casey Lynch from IGN, which we call the boys' camp, has gone. He fluted the coop. He fluted the coop after 2 years with IGN. And earlier this month, he's following in the footsteps of one Miss Hillary. I'm assuming it might be a guy. It might be a guy.
64 days longer than he should have been with IGN.
Yep. I'm sorry. That's a guy. Hillary Goldstein announced that he was making the jump into game development. He left to go work at Epic Games, and then, of course, Casey Lynch left today and said that he will be leaving the job to take on a hybrid role that will cultivate an actual development. He says they're building
something. What you trying to say, yo?
He's doing something. He says he's working on some game or company that's supposed to blur the lines between all the standard silos in video game publishing. That means
No, sorry. Gamers Force has already got that with Fallen Earth, thanks.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of catching up to do over there. Anyway, so who has taken up the spot? I do not know over there at IGN, but y'all need to talk to y'all people. Y'all are leaving and all this crazy shit's going on over there, and this one's buying out this one, and we're trying to do this. I don't know what's going on with y'all. Y'all need to get y'all's boys camped together.
Y'all need to get y'all's
need to do
shit
something
together.
Seriously, yeah. It's getting ridiculous.
I'm just happy they stopped sending us press releases. I used to, I was always mean to their guy. He had it coming, though.
Apparently. Why you gotta be mean?
He would send us press releases talking about, I just wanted to share with you what was going on at IGN. And then at the very bottom, it always says something about our demographic was men 18 to 35. And I said, did you not read the fucking list that you got of PR context and know who you were sending this to? We're not fucking men 18 to 35, bitches.
You know what? I am missing some vital parts to be a man. I'm just saying.
Yep, there we are. I'm sorry. No.
I'm sorry. I was caught up on the she's missing vital parts. I mean, I might be able to get one I can strap on, but that doesn't quite count.
Woo-woo! Right.
In a beautiful purple.
Right. Beautiful, pretty purple color. Because I just love
hotness. So apparently there was a firmware update for the PS3 yesterday. Yes, yesterday.
Did it go bad?
It went bad. Apparently, it mistakenly bricked.
several
people's PS3s. Apparently they've taken down the firmware update, but problems associated with the new firmware were so severe, that they were forced to take it down. They had to warn users not to update their consoles. New firmware update may brick your console was the warning that they put out. So, oh my God.
This is why, seriously, every time I have a piece of electronic and it says, there's an update available, do you want it that way?
I wait.
Seriously, I wait.
24 hours at least.
No, I wait longer than that. Fuck that. I wait, and I say, like a week or so, and I just want to see what all the comments are made about this firmware upgrade before I upgrade any of my electronics.
And Sony, I've been like fangirling over here for you, but you've had a couple of fuck-ups recently. I mean, you got this going on, and then they had The Last of Us that just came out, and there were like save point issues where it wasn't saving the game, and you were losing like all your progress.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And that was like the day of the release of The Last of Us.
But you know what? You know what? If you have to still, even with the fuck-ups, if you put Sony and Xbox side by side and tell me to choose one, guess which one I'm going to.
Sony.
Hell yeah.
Sony, I will sit in your lap all day long, Sony. How you doing, Sony?
Yep.
Because it's just ridiculous.
I think
Microsoft...
Corey's muted. Corey, you muted?
I am. I said, I'm going to the Wii because they don't brick anything. I'm just saying.
That's very true.
I don't have no fucking problems with my Wii. Look, and that being said, I'm going to go over there and turn it on tonight, and it's going to go...
I'm dying, Corey.
I'm dying.
The Nintendo store is gone. I don't know what you're going to do, girl. You know, I knew that something was going on even before they said anything, because almost nightly, I don't know about y'all, but I used to love this. I would not update my Wii just so I could see this. You know how it would glow blue when it was an update? I love that shit.
I never noticed.
You never saw yours? Like, I'd come in the morning and the little slot would be glowing this little very slow on and off blue. I love it.
I was just like, I'm cool, it's glowing.
Oh, it's blue, update. She ain't paying attention. Oh, just turn it on, just update it. Yeah, I love it. I would leave mine off just so I could have it glow blue, because, you know, it's like a little, like a very pretty strobe lamp.
It was like, turn it on, go to Netflix. That's...
Turn it on, go to Netflix. That should be their new slogan. Slogo, that'll work.
Oh, slogo? What the hell is a slogo?
I like that. I said slogan and logo. I like that. Your new slogo.
That's our new word. Copyrighted by Game & Atrix.
Slogo.
No, but I can't wait to see Microsoft get fucking just reamed over this new law that's hopefully going to be passed. The one where they have to ask for
explicit permission to record you through their Connect and save that data. And then they also have to tell you who they are giving or selling that data to.
Well, they do that already. They do that already, Ginger, but they're going to do it with the new Xbox the same way they did it with this when you got the Kinect this time. It's going to flash by you so quick you don't notice. Remember, the only reason caught on it for some other reason. I don't remember why we caught it, but I caught on it. I was like, the fuck, I need to go find this. And
I was trying to find the flipping news story I had for this, but I can't find it now. But anyway, still is with this is it's new legislation, more or less, where they are not allowed to do this. Well, I guess they are. And you're allowed to say, sure, go ahead, record me, sell my information. I don't care. Or you can say, no, I'm not okay with this. And they have to offer you the same service as everybody else, minus the recording.
Well, they do that already.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They have, but the thing is now people are going to be more aware of it because of all this NSA stuff. But when you first get your Kinect, there's a screen, and it flashes by really quick, and most people are not paying attention because you're like, ooh, I got to Kinect, which is, for me, that was getting Baby Natrix Dance Central and trying to get it set up while she wasn't home because it's Christmas time. So I think I left the screen pauses when I came back in and said, what the fuck? Don't check this box, and we can record you for commercial. Oh, hell no. Check, check, no, check, 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 check. And that's when we came on the show, and I said, hey, you guys, make sure you pay attention. You ones got Kinects. There's a screen there that you're supposed to check, and if you don't check it, you may see yourself on TV. And they will not compensate you. They don't have to. They can share your information with anybody, and if you're naked, God help you. You know, if you were naked when they saw you, God help you.
I like some naked gaming.
I know I do. I was naked Dance Central in my ass off. I'm just going to tell you now.
Woo-hoo!
Just all in Just Dance 3. Oh, yeah, I'm all that beautiful liar with Beyonce and Shakira. Yes, I'm all on the floor. I shouldn't be sharing it on the air, should I?
You should share more, actually.
Actually, along those veins, I found out some interesting news about the building that I live in last night. That this used to be a brothel. Is it not funny, y'all? Are you bitches not listening to me?
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
Neither one of y'all are listening.
Well, I'm looking for that darn story,
and
I heard some brothel, and I was like, what?
I'm imagining her writhing on the floor dancing to Beautiful Liar. That's what I'm thinking about.
I goddamn lie. What did I just say? I said,
I don't care. You,
All I hear is snows. Now, what about a brothel?
The building that I live in used to be a brothel.
Hotness.
Wait, you never told me that.
I just learned this last night.
I was confused. I seriously was imagining you dancing because, you know, we went out to the club and I saw you dancing there. I'm like, damn, she can dance. And I was seriously imagining you, like, riding on the floor, like, doing a little belly dance. Beautiful Liar.
And I was. Oh, but yeah, she used to be a problem. And it used to be a brothel. I found out last night. My neighbor told me that this, you know, upstairs, this is where the ladies in waiting used to be for the rich men that live over across the bridge. I said, are you kidding me? I said, well, at least nobody died in here. That's good.
Well, there was lots of fun, apparently.
There was lots of fun. I guess in here I should be real happy in here.
Maybe some of it will kind of rub off on you. Get it?
No, please don't rub off on me. Please don't rub off on me. Please don't do that. Okay, so look, and back around to other things because we're all over the place. We mentioned this morning. We want to again offer our congratulations to the lovely young ladies that won the contest over at Penny Arcade Expo with their comic. I have not actually glassed
that comic was hilarious.
You know what? I have not even visited that today because I've been busy. Let me pop over there real quick.
It actually, hers is going to be at campcomic.com.
Oh, Camp Comic.
We Don't Want You, which is Camp hilarious.
Oh, wait, no, I think I have seen this. This is fucking hilarious.
Camp We Don't Want You. And her name is Katie. Remember her name. Katie Lady.
Yay.
Katie Lady won the Strip Search Artist Contest, $15,000 cash. And we're so proud. We gave her a shout out on Twitter. and a runner-up, Makey Naro, who, sorry, you know, you're a guy, we like you and everything. But Abby Howard, we're also equally proud of you for being third place because, yeah, awesome. And if you have not checked out that show, stripsearch.tv, and only because we love Gabe and Tycho, they do such good things for the community, creating packs. We just need you to come down south, people, please.
Yes, seriously, come down here and let me have my pack south. Let me have my pack south. And I did want to mention this before we leave because we are such Second Life fans and we got our little business there and everything. 10-year anniversary! Yay!
Yep.
Either one of y'all been
no
celebrations yet?
No, but I do know they're giving away a Alienware laptop for their 10th anniversary.
Damn!
Hey,
really? You got a link for this? Because
it's on our Facebook page. I posted it up this morning.
Oh well, I've got to go and check it then. I did not see it.
Oh, did she? Wait a minute! That's Jen's first lapse into the English accent.
Did she do that on purpose, or was that kind of like an accident?
No, she's just been around us too long. Did you hear that?
Yes, dog. I can totally see that she just walked right into that. It's just so natural for her to do.
No, it wasn't, but we got her now. It's her first one, y'all. We're here to hear her first one. Oh,
aww, our little baby's growing up.
Yes, she is.
Growing up, look at her. Oh, that is so cute.
That is a nice English accent.
I like that English accent. That is a nice English accent.
I'm going to go back and listen now. I didn't really think about it when I did it.
We don't either. And by the way, in that vein, too, there, y'all know there's a disorder that they found for what we just did.
There's a disorder for that. That's nice.
Yes, I forgot what it's called, for an accent disorder or something like that. But, legitimately, it happens if the speech part of your brain has been damaged and some people start speaking in a foreign accent. But as soon as I heard it, I started just dying laughing. I said, we do this all the time. We probably have this. We have a part of our brain that just doesn't work whenever we're in the show. Because we all just lapse right into it and just start talking like we're from across the pond. And none of us are from across the pond.
No.
All right, so yeah, you can win a Alienware 14 laptop as part of the Second Life 10th anniversary.
I found it.
It is gorgeous. I gotta say though, it's gorgeous from here. I've seen one of these up close, and it's a little too flashy for me. I dare say.
I would end up having like a bike lock, like crisscrossed around it. I took it anywhere.
I don't. You know what? Here's the thing. Like, I don't really give a shit about flash. I don't give a shit about anything external. My focus is on the inside. I could have the plainest looking shit ever. But if my inside of my computer, if I got all the RAM I need, if my processors are hardcore, if I got plenty of space on my hard drive, I'm a happy girl. That's all I need.
Let me tell you what this one here looks like, is why I say it's too flashy. Okay, of course you got the glowy alien eyes. You don't have a moving picture. So it has the glowy Alienware eyes. Right on the back, like it always has. The keyboard actually has running lights underneath, and it actually changes colors.
That would make me sick.
See that blue glowy thing around the bottom, the base part. That actually changes. Yeah, it is kind of. It would get kind of sickening trying to play a game. I couldn't do it because it's just as distracting as the screen. And then it's too much going on there. I was looking at it in the store like I can't. No, and so it changed. This one may not change all those colors, but this one that I saw changed from pink to green to blue to yellow to pink to green to blue to yellow constantly, and it was kind of loud. I was like, this is Alienware. Aren't you supposed to be like whisper quiet? Like I could hear the fans in there, but I know it's a high performance laptop, so it's going to be, maybe it has to be loud.
No. My computer.
Well, yeah, your laptop.
My desktop computer is high performance. It is not loud. It's virtually silent. I mean, my computer is fucking badass.
Yeah, as Ginger's showing, you see how it has all different colors? The one that I saw actually changes between all these colors.
No, that would make me sick. I couldn't do it.
I can't either. And that green would definitely have to go. I mean, that's fun to look at on the Matrix, but damn, not just popping up in my game and shit. Oh, and see where it says Alienware there underneath the screen? That also changed colors when I saw it.
Wow. I mean, this is pretty, but it's kind of useless. I mean, you are overpaying. You are paying for life and little alien face. And how Hold on. Let me back up. They're wanting $1,199 for the Alienware 14, which is from that contest.
Well, that's not bad. I would think it was around $4,500 because that's usually what they've been charging for those laptops. So they got the price around $4,500 to go.
It's got a nice graphics card, but it only has one. Or up to NVIDIA GeForce GTX 765. I'm running with 256, I think.
Those specs aren't bad, but I'm fairly sure you can build a computer with those specs for a hell of a lot cheaper than $1,400.
Yes. I built mine and three monitors, and I don't know. I think I paid about $750, $700.
$250 for mine, quad core, my four RAMs, and I didn't need a new video card because I had a NVIDIA 9600 DT years ago, and it's still way above par of what you need to run a game, so I just didn't even need to bother with that. That's why we tell y'all, buy ahead, people.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I got the 8-core processor and a lot of the fun stuff, and NASA Space Station, $700. And I keep telling people this.
Have you seen Ginger's setup that looks like the fucking NASA Space Station?
I have not, but I have heard about it, and I'm fucking jealous. Now, I want to upgrade.
How many screens you got now? Four?
Yes.
I'm
going to upgrade my shit, damn it, now that I can afford it.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, this bitch has four screens. Fuck that shit.
Sexist.
She can lay like a virtual man across all four screens and just talk to him. He's just laid out across all four screens. His fit is at one end, his head is at the other. That's right.
Hotness. Fit to screen. See, three screens. All right, I've cleaned up the wires. It's not as ugly, but
I have to agree with you, so I don't care.
Look, God, are you see
this?
Kidding me?
You see this? You see this motherfucker here? Yes, I'm calling her motherfucker. You see this motherfucker here with these screens? You see, she's out of order.
Water cooled tower.
No, she's out of order.
No, I have the water cooled tower. I got the liquid coolant in my computer. That's probably why it's so quiet. But I want more than one monitor, damn it.
I have that case, but I don't have water cooling for mine. But I have that exact
case.
My case is
big and bulky and boring, but you know what? I don't give a shit about what it looks like.
You know what? Big and bulky just means more space for air.
Right.
Put more space.
Everybody's like, I want one of these mini towers. No, you don't.
Hell no. Now, if I need to put more memory here, which I'm thinking about adding more memory to it, but if I need to put more RAM in here, dude, I got plenty of space. Open this bitch up, put the RAM in, I'm good.
See, hotness. That, guys, is what you want. You want a girl who knows how to build her own damn computer.
Damn right.
All right, we are about to have to leave out of this.
Ooh, wait. Yes, we have 2 minutes left. Yeah.
With our random asses. We've been crazy tonight. See, my crazy.
Most of the end of last week was all, E3, and then all this week it's been, we've been gone, and Microsoft's been backpedaling on everything, so there's not really been just too much, but...
Well, Microsoft is trying to save face, and there's not enough face for you to save anymore.
Yeah.
Put a mask on, bitches.
Right? You done lost it.
Okay.
All right. I think that's about it, because we only got like a minute something, so let me go ahead and start the music.
Fuck you, Microsoft. Die in a fire.
Why does he do it? Why?
You're going to get us in trouble. I want to point out that with Ginger Rocks and don't be turning off my computer.
You go right on ahead. Go ahead. Cancel my account. Oh, wait. I've already done that for y'all.
Okay. So as Gladys is saying, I only want you gone, bitch. That's right. So. You know what you can do, guys? You can favorite if you like. If the favorite you don't, you can tune in tomorrow to catch Ginger and Corey do the news. And then you can tune in on Tuesday to catch us as we do our Pixinista broadcast. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the biggest bitches in fashion, and we love it. That's right, guys. So have a great night. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight,
bitches. Fuck you, my
kids. This is heavy. One day they woke me up, so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice, and I say, that's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get right to it.
meant you. That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now.
Ah, goodbye, my only friend.
I'm feeling so bad. Don't make them easy.
You got loud all of a sudden. What the hell was that about? Anyway, all right. Peace out, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. We love y'all. Peace out. Don't be a douchebag. Bye, Microsoft.